AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has a right to carry out its operations in Los Angeles and elsewhere.
We believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations, and we have deployed National Guard and the Marines to protect them in the execution of their duties.
On Capitol Hill, Hegseth defended President Trump's decision to send the National Guard and Marines to deal with anti-immigration protests. In the House, this is California Democrat Judy Chu.
What is happening in Los Angeles is a manufactured crisis by Trump, all done while flaunting the law. He is the one that conducted these massive raids without warrants, without names on these warrants. The protests were inevitable. And now, because the protests are happening, Trump sent in the National Guard without the governor's approval.
The Pentagon says deploying Marines and the National Guard to Los Angeles is going to cost $134 million. House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked if California Governor Gavin Newsom should face legal consequences.
That's not my lane. I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that. I mean, look, he's standing in the way of the administration and the carrying out of federal law.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott posted on social media more than a dozen protesters were arrested by city and state police in the capital, Austin. Ukrainian officials say 3 people were killed, 13 wounded, when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. The attack struck Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa. President Volodymyr Zelensky called it the biggest strikes on the capital in the three-year-old war. The Treasury Department is imposing sanctions on 5 people and 5 entities across the Middle East, Africa, and Europe, accusing them of being prominent financial supporters of Hamas under the pretense of conducting humanitarian work in Gaza and around the world. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports executions are scheduled in 4 states.
Florida is set to execute a man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison this evening. Alabama is set to execute a long-serving death row inmate for the beating death of a woman he dated. 65-year-old Gregory Hunt is scheduled to be put to death by nitrogen gas an hour after the Florida execution. 2 more executions were scheduled for this week as well, both by lethal injection. A temporary stay was issued in Oklahoma for a Thursday execution, but the state attorney general is seeking to get it lifted. And South Carolina has an execution scheduled for Friday the 13th. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.